Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Mem Beis. The Mishnah at the top of the Omer discusses the Shmira of Ksofim, and the Mishnah tells us what is not considered a good Shmira. If it's Tzoron V'Shilin La'Chayrev, that's not considered a good Shmira. And the Mishnah continues, Oysha Mosern Lubnoi Ulbito Yaktanim, V'no Bifneim Shloi Karo Yichayiv, there are two Gersois in the Rishonim over here, how to read this line of the Mishnah. The Gers that we have Bifaninu is Shemosin Lobnei Yobito Yaktanim Vino Bifneim Shaloi Karoi. That's matter that this is all one case. He gave the money to his son or to his daughter, and he did not properly lock the door of the house, and therefore they were able to leave the house and lose the money. This is a Pshia and he's Mechuyiv to pay. Rashi earlier in the Parak and Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, the Baron Rashi Dibur Maschal Bifneim, he's mevur that he had the gist of the way that we have it. This is all one case. Rashi explains that the word bifneim in the Mishnah means bifnei oisim aktanim shel yetzu lechutz v'yavdu hamois. Rashi is mevur that the words no bifneim shel yikaroi is going back on the previous words shemosin lebnei lebnitoi haktanim. Other Rishonim, however, learn differently. The Rif and the Rosh are gers the word oi in the Mishnah, and this is two different cases. One case shemosin lebnei lebnitoi haktanim oi shel no bifneim shel yikaroi. A separate case where he did not give the money to his children, rather he put the money away somewhere, but he did not lock it properly, there also he is chayiv. Now the Mukiyosev over here, and other Rishonim as well, the medak that the Lashon of the Mishnah, v'no b'fneihem, is more mashmal like the sheet of Rashi, that is referring to the b'noi or b'toi, as opposed to the other mahalach that is referring to the money. And the Tvach Hadashim, he says, the word b'fneihem is used either for a person or for an animal, it would not be used for money. However, on the other hand, the Rishonim say, that according to Rashi, the Lashon of the Gemara is difficult. The first few words of the Gemara, Bishn Makulu Shloishim Rekederech Hashemim Relatsorim Vivshilin Lachariv Mehavli Lemevad, the Lashon of Kulu is mashmer that were going on a number of cases in the Mishnah. And according to the Mahalach of Rashi, there is only one case in the Mishnah other than the case of Taran Vivshilin Lachariv. This would be mashmer like the Rishonim, like the Rif and the Rosh, that there are two other cases, the case of Masr Lebnei Obitoi or the case of Noah Bifneim Shloi Karoi. Now the Ikr Kashu, which the Rishonim ask on the Shida of the Rosh and the Rif, that according to their Girsa, the Mishnah is Mavur, that if you would put the money away properly and lock it up, that would be a good Shmira. As if it would Shmuel in the Gemara, Shmuel says, Ksofim ein lam Shmira elo bekarka. Now before we see the Terusim to this Kasha, we'll first be Medaik, that in the Mukesiv is Mashba, this Kasha is only difficult on the Sheet of the Rif and the Rosh, not on the Sheet of Rashi. According to Rashi, that the case of the Mishnah is one single case, it's not difficult how the Mishnah can fit with the Sheet of Shmuel. However, other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Tvach Hadashim, they say clearly not like this. They say that even according to Rashi, this kasha is difficult, because even if it's one case, that he gave the money to Benoi or Bito Yaktanim, and did not lock the door of the house properly, that would be mashmir that if he did lock the door properly, then it would be a good Shmira. It's still steer to Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ksofim Einam Shmira Elo Bekarka. And the Rishonim stressed that the Shmira of Yaktanim is not worth anything. So it's as if he left the money in the house, and he locked the door of the house properly, still that's not Shmira Bekarka, and according to Shmuel, it would not be a good Shmira. So what exactly is the machlekes over here? Why is it that the Mukesiv understood that this kasha is not difficult on Rashi, and the other Rishonim held that this kasha is difficult on Rashi? So if we take a look at the Tosfos of Rashi, he says clearly the Hesber, he says that according to Rashi, we can understand that since he gave the money to Benoi or Bitoi, and he locked the door of the house properly, so there is no chash that Ganavim will come in, even if they are able to break into the house and find the money because the money is not buried properly under the ground, still it won't be that's a good Shmira, because since the children, the Benoi Yobitei of the Shemir are there, as soon as they see the Ganavim, they'll scream and the Ganav will run away. In other words, Tosfos Rosh is explaining with Das Rashi that even though Shmuel says that Ksofim Ein Lam Shmira El Bekarka, there's really another alternative. Even if the money is not buried in the Karka, if it's locked in the house and there is someone in the house, someone who the Ganavim will see when they come in, that's also a good Shmira. This is how the Nukiyasev will answer as well, and that's why the Kash is only difficult on the sheet of the Rif and the Rosh. We're learning that no b'fneim shloi karoi means that it's a new case, there's no b'nai yubite over there, he put it in his house and he did not lock the house properly, that would be mentioned that if he did lock the house properly, it would be a good Shmira, that is a steer to Shmuel. The Ramban and the Ritva, however, who held that the Kasha is difficult on Rashi, they held that once we're not using these ketanim as shemrim, if they would have been gedolim, we can use them as shemrim. As the Gemara is mevur, kol mafkid al das ishto yobonavu mafkid, ketanim, however, cannot be considered shemrim. Once we're not using them as shemrim, we could also not use them as a means to prevent the Geneva by alerting us if Ganavim come. We cannot rely on them for that either. Hakapam, this is the kasha that the Rishonim ask, which is definitely kasha on the Rif and the Rosh, And according to some Rishonim, it's Akasha and Rashi also, has the Mishnah fit with the Shita of Shmuel, who says, Ksafim Elam Shmira Elo Bekarka. So a number of Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ritva, they all answer and they say, that which Shmuel says, Ksafim Elam Shmira Elo Bekarka, it does not mean that this was the din in all times. Rather, Bezmana Mishnah, Ganav Monaris Shriach, and there were different methods of Shmira which were acceptable. And therefore, if it's Nob, if a name Karoi, if the money is locked up properly, that is a good Shmira, you don't have to watch it Dafka Bekarka. As the Gemara itself, Behemshech is Mavur, that there are different types of Shmir for different generations. The Gemara says, Ha'idna Deshrichi Geshushoi, Einam Shmir El Beshmei Kairo, Ha'idna Deshricho Prumoi, Einam Shmir El Beini Urvi. But HaKopanim is Mana Mishnah, the Rishonim say, locking it up properly is good Shmira. That's what the Mishnah means to say, that if it's Nobifneim Shaloi Karoi, that's a Pshiyo, but if it's Nobifneim Karoi, it is a good Shmira. And the Ramban is Medaik, that the Shita of the Rambam is not like this. The Rambam is in Perek Daud, Hilchos Shela Pikot and Alocha Daud. He says, "Aksofim va'dinorim einem shmira elo shiutmenim bekarka." He brings the din of Shmuel that the shmira of money is bekarka, and he continues, "V'yiten aleim tefech offer," as the Gemara says, you have to cover them with one tefech of dirt. And then the Rambam says, "Oy yutmenim bekoisel." There's another alternative to hide them in the wall, as the Gemara says, "Betefech asamach lekire avlei beemsa koisel shem yichbru shem agnavim v'yignavu." And then the Rambam continues, "Afilu nol aleim karoi b'teva." Even if the money is locked up properly in a chest, the Rambam paskins that locking up the money properly or hiding them in a place where a person will not find them, that's not considered a good shmira. The only thing that is considered a good shmira is, like Shmuel says, hiding them under the ground, or the alternative, which the Rambam understands is equivalent to the shmira of Shmuel, hiding them in the wall. But locking them up, that's not equivalent. There everyone is maskim. In all generations, this din is true, that locking up the money is not considered a good shmira. If so, the Ramban asks, how is the Ram going to learn the Pshat in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says, I know b'fneim shaloi karoi, the din is that he's chayiv, that's mashbet, if it was locked up properly, you would not be chayiv. According to the Ram, what is the Pshat in this? Now we should stress, that the Ramban is asking this kasha l'shitosai, that even according to Rashi you have to say this, even according to Rashi's girsa that it's all one case, still the kasha is difficult, and you have to say this chiddush that v'zman ha-Mishnah locking up money is a good shmira. If you learn like the Nemuk Yosef is mashmer, and as the Tosfos Rosh says, that according to Rashi, you don't have to say this, because according to Rashi, if you give the money to Ketanim and you lock the door of the house, that's a good Shmira, because the children will alert us if Ganavim come. Then the Chayyuk could say this as well, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam is not clear which Girsi he goes with. Both in the Pirish Mishnayis and in the Yad HaChazaka, he just brings the din that giving it to the Ketanim is not a good Shmira. The Rambam is not mavur how he learned the words of the Mishnah, V'na b'fneim shalei karoi, which Girsi he went with, but him. If the Rambam will go like the Girsi of Rashi and will understand like the Nemukah Yosef, that giving it to Ketanim and locking the door is a good Shmira, we could say that's the Pshat in the Rambam as well. But Akapan, the Ramban held not like that, and the Ramban says that according to the Rambam, you have to say the case of the Mishnah is that the Mafkid told the Shomer not to bury the money. He said, I might need it, therefore hold on to it, don't bury it. In that case, the din of the Mishnah would be that if it's no b'fneim karoi, that is a good Shmira and it would be potter. Now, we'll just mention one final teretz on this Kasha. The Tosfos Rosh here brings, you can make an akimta and say that the Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes. As the Gemara says, if one is given money, Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes, he does not have to bury the money b'karka. We can say that's the case of the Mishnah, and l'chor, this teretz will also work b'das Rambam. So to summarize, we have four passive mahalchim, how to understand the Mishnah. No b'fanim shalei karoi, that would be mashma, that if it was karoi, it would be a good shmira, has that fit with the shita of Shmuel. The first teretz we said b'das Rashi, that if it's all one case, he gave the money to Ketanim, and he locked the Ketanim into the house, so you know there is a possibility that Ketanim will come, but the Ketanim will alert us, therefore it is a good shmira. The second teretz, which most Rishonim say, is that even Shmuel is maskim that in certain generations, locking up money properly is a good shmira. Now is the din b'zman ha-Mishnah. The third teretz, the Ramban says, b'das the Rambam, according to the cases the Mafkid said before, you don't have to bury b'karka. And the last teretz was that it's talking about Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes, there also you don't have to bury the money b'karka. Now continue on, further down the Amud, the Gemara brings the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan ha'ilach lomad es goynoi, Eimer hi rasam lefanecho Hashem alikeinu, shetishlach brocha b'masa yadeinu. Now the Tvach HaDoshim over here says that Baruch HaShaleach Bracha B'Kri HaZeh means an actual Bracha with Shem U'Malchus. He quotes the Gemara in Brachas which says any Bracha that does not have Shem U'Malchus is not a Bracha, therefore if he is saying a Bracha over here, Karcha means a full Bracha with Shem U'Malchus. However, he then brings a Ramban who says that you don't always make a Bracha. This Bracha is only made when a person is measuring his Kri in order to be Mafish Trumas U'Maisers. And he explains what is the Pshat in this. He says, because when a person goes to Mafesh Trumas and Maestris, there's a Haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'harikoisi lechem bracha ad belidei, Nefet HaChomer Mesakan, that he makes an actual bracha b'shem u'malchus to show that he's muftach, that he's sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mekayim his avtocha. He makes a full bracha with shem u'malchus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shaleach bracha b'kriyazeh, and this shows that he's not concerned that it's going to be a bracha l'vatala, because he's sure that the avtocha will be niskayim. There's Mashov here in the Chidush HaGadol, he says a different pshat. He says this gemara about making a bracha is a hemshech of the previous gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ein ha-bracha mesuya ela b'dover ha-somon min ha-ayin. Therefore, b'derech klal is better off if the kri is not counted. However, for hafrashes ma'aseh, the person does have to count his kri. Therefore, in order that a takala should not come out from doing a mitzvah, the Chacham Omer Misakan to say this yihirotzin and to say this bracha, so that a bracha should be chal on the kri before the medida. Now, this halacha is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Lamed. It's in Hilchas Brachas. In Sif Beis over there, he brings the din of the braisa. And in the Mishnah over there in Sif Katan Daud, he says, B'shem Dal Yirabo, that this bracha of Baruch HaShulech, bracha B'kri Hazeh, that should be made without Shem Malchus, because only when one is being moided for the purpose of being mafish, Trumus and Maestris, that's when he says Shem Malchus. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Shein HaLochas, he brings this to Halocha, he says, if a person is doing Medido for the purpose of Trumus and Maestris, then he should say this bracha with Shem Malchus. And in the Dirshu edition of the Mishnah Berurah, they say that the mashmois of this din of Reb Chaim Kanievsky is true even bizman hazeh, when Trumus and Maestris is only midarbanon. They explain this based on the Chaznish and Shvius and Simon Yud Ches Sifkot and Dalid. There the Chaznish is referring to the which the Torah gives avtocha for anyone who keeps Shvius or Yovel, that there'll be a bracha on the Tzvuah from the previous years that'll be enough to last for the years of Shemitah and Yovel. And the Chaznish over there is mechadish that even when Shemitah is only midarbanon, the avtocha on the Torah still applies. Once Bezdin were geyser the din of Shemitah, and that creates the avtocha midereisa. And the same would apply over here as well. Even when Trumus and Maestris are only midarbanon, the avtocha v'harikosi lechem bracha ad bilidai would also apply. Therefore, one can make this bracha even with Shem Malchus. As the Rabban explained, the reason why the Chachamim are misaken this bracha over here is to show that a person is confident that the bracha will be niskayim. Therefore, if the avtocha applies bezman hazeh, that even bezman hazeh one can make this bracha with Shem Malchus. Now, continue on to the memory of Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ksof me'in hem shmir elo b'karka. And the mashmois of Shmuel is that if he did hide the ksofim in the karka and then they were stolen, then the shemir is potter. There's a big discussion in Rishonim, is this then true even by a shemir sachar? If a shemir sachar hides the kesef properly and then it gets stolen nevertheless, is he mechuyiv? We know that the klal is that a shemir sachar is mechuyiv on geneva v'aveda and he's potter on oinsim. And the question is, are all types of geneva included in his chiv of geneva v'aveda, or are there certain types of geneva which the Shemer did a proper Shmirah to the point that if it's stolen afterwards, it would be considered an Oynis, and even the Shemer Sachar would be Potter. Taizov here in Dir Maschel Amar Shmuel is Meirich about this, and Taizov is Mavur that he holds Misvara. There are certain types of Gneva which definitely would be considered an Oynis. If a person buried it 100 Amis under the ground, surely we should consider that an Oynis. Or for example, if suddenly the Shemer got sick and he was not able to watch the money, that also should definitely be considered an Oynis, and the Shemer Sachar should be Potter. However, Taisus does have a number of rayas which are mashma, that a Shemer Sachar is always chayiv on Geneva, there's never any type of Geneva which he's potter on. The Iker Raya of Taisus is on the Gemara later on in the Masechta on the Avtzadikei Omer Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing how do we know that a Shail is chayiv on Geneva of Aveda. The Torah only says Shvura Umeisa, where an Oynis happened. For example, if the animal died, there the Torah was Mechayiv the Shail. How do we know that he's chayiv even on Geneva of Aveda? The Gemara says it's not possible to learn it out of Kavachimer from Oynis, because by Gneva Aveda the Shor is still around, and it's possible that the Bayan could eventually find it. How do we know that in this case the Shor is also Chayiv? So the Gemara says, we learn a Kavachimer from a Shemer Sachar. A Shemer Sachar is Potter on Einsim, yet still the Torah is Mechayiv on Gneva Aveda, so the Shor is Chayiv on Einsim, Kavachimer is Chayiv on Gneva Aveda. And this Gemara asks that there's a Pircha on the Kavachimer, and that is, that in a certain way we find that Shemer Sachar is more Chomer than a Shor, because a Shemer Sachar can sometimes be Chayiv Kefel for Tayin Tainas Ganiv. Just as a Shemer Chinam, if he's telling that it was Nignav, and afterwards we find that he himself stole it, so the din is that he's Chayev Kefel, there is a certain case where a Shemer Sachar could also be Chayev Kefel. If he's telling Tainas Listim Mezuyim, he claims that it was stolen like they Listim Mezuyim, that's something which a Shemer Sachar is Potter on, so he's trying to Potter himself, if in the end we find that it's really by him, he's Chayev Kefel. This is a Chumah that a Shemer Sachar has over a Shayal, because if a Shayal is telling Tainas Listim Mezuyim, the din is that he's not Pottering himself, this is a Tainas Chiv, not a Tainas Ptur, because a shell is chayiv and einsim, therefore this taina could never lead to kefil. So this is the chayiv pircha on the kavachaymer. So this the Gemara answers two terutzim. First, the Gemara says karna de shayil adifa. This is similar to that which we saw in daf mem aleph from mid beis, that this is considered a chumra that shayil has over shemer sachar, not the opposite. because this taina will be mechayev a shayl to pay the keren right away. That's a chumra over shemer sachar, where it'll only end up being mechayev if he made a shvua, and then we find it by him, then he'll end up paying kefil. But karen b'lo shvua is more chumra than kefil b'shvua. The second teretz the Gemara answers is that listim mezuyim gazlan hu. If a shemer sachar is toyin, taina's listim mezuyim, that'll not lead to a chiv of kefil, because kefil is only by toyin taina's ganif, not by toyin taina's gazlan. Now, Tosfos Bayos brings a raya from this Gemara that there is no type of geneva that a shemer sachar is potter on. Because if there is such a type of geneva, for example, if he hides it very well deep under the ground, if we're going to say that's considered an oinus and a shemer sachar is potter, so why did the Gemara say that case? That's the case where a shemer sachar could eventually be mechuyev kefil if he's toyin taina's geneva in a way that potters himself because it was an oinus. Then we find by him in that case will be mechuyev kefil. Mashmoyos of the Gemara is the only case we could possibly find is toyin taina's listed mezuyim. And since listim mezuyim is considered a gzela and not a geneva, this is not a chumra of shemer sachar over shayel. This gemara is clearly mashar. There is no type of geneva b'chal that a shemer sachar will be potter on. Now, Maisa, as we said, Tosis himself is neiteh to say that there are types of geneva which would be considered an oines and a shemer sachar will be potter on. And Tosis says this gemara daf tzadikei will have to be madche. And since at that point of the gemara, the way we know that a shayel is chayv on geneva v'aveda is from a shemer sachar, so if a shemer sachar is potter on certain types of geneva, like in a case where a geneva is considered an oinus, then a shayel will also be part on that type of geneva. And if so, this cannot possibly be considered a chumra that shemer sachar has over a shayel, because shayel would have that same chumra that he also could be mechayev in kefil if he's tain that it was nignav ba'inus. A shayel will also be part there, since the whole din that a shayel is chayev on geneva veda is learned from a shemer sachar. This is the sheet of Tosfos Bayos. However, other rishonim, including Tosfos and Baba Kama, daf nun zayin umar aleph, he brings b'shem the ri. And the Rosh as well, over here in Ersigah, they argue on this, and they hold that a Shemer Sachar is Chayiv on all Geneva, even if the Bikotin was buried very deep under the ground, or if it was Chatfasei Sheina Ba'inis, he fell asleep in a way that it was out of his control, and then it was stolen. In these cases also, the din is that a Shemer Sachar is Chayiv. Now what is the Hezber? So the Hezber that Tosfos and Baba Kama, as well as in the Rosh over here, bring, is a Svar which Tosfos over here actually also brings, and he rejects this far over here, and that is, since the Torah was mechayev shemer sachar in geneva, and stam geneva is kreivel oinus, it's close to an oinus, as the Gemara says later on in the Masechet on Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Beis, that stam geneva is kreivel oinus, so then we cannot be mechayev between different levels of oinus. Once we see the Torah says mefurish that shemer sachar is chayev on geneva, then he's chayev on all types of geneva, regardless of how much it was out of his control. And the only exception is, as the Gemara says later on in Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara over there says elu hein oinsim shemer sachar poter aleim. The Gemara there brings an example of listim mezuyim, and the Gemara says that's an example where shemer sachar is potter. That's mashma than any other geneva other than listim mezuyim, a shemer sachar is chayiv. Now Tosfos Bayos rejected this teretz, and he says because if this was true, that once geneva is karev l'aynis, so all types of geneva also you're potter, regardless of how much of an aynis it is, so why is the pshat that listim mezuyim that you are potter? There is a man d'amar that holds listim mezuyim is considered a gneva, not a gzela. According to that man d'amar, why are you potter on listim mezuyim? Because of this, Tosfos rejects the teretz. However, Tosfos in Baba Kama, he explains that listim mezuyim is a gzera sakosov. It's included in that which the Torah says that a shemer sachar is potter on shvuya. Shvuya includes listim mezuyim. But in Echanami, without that gzera sakosov, you would have said that listim mezuyim is also potter because it's included in gneva. Therefore, he says, even if there would be an einus, which is more of an einus than listim mezuyim, but if it's a case of geneva, meaning the pikadon was stolen when the shemer was not there, then it's that the shemer sachar will always be chayiv. The Rosh says because we assume that if the shemer sachar was there, he would be able to save it. And even if we don't know whether he would have been able to save them had he been there, still then it's that we always assume that he would have been able to. Therefore, any time that he's not there, he's mechayiv. Now there is a nidain. Does the Rosh mean to say that if it was listed mezuyim but he was not there, there also the din will be that the shemer sachar is chayiv? The Rosh quotes a Shultis. The Shultis says, "V'iyosif b'hada v'natra v'osi listim mezuyim v'lihavi motzi l'mekam ba'apei poter milashalma." If he was there at the time when listim mezuyim came and he was not able to save the pikadin, then it is the shemer sachar is poter. And the Rosh in Baba Kama he also quotes this in the sixth parak in Simen Hey. And there the Rosh says a loshin mashma d'lo'ilam uchay b'gnevi v'aveda elim kein hayagufay sham v'lo hayochol lahatzil. Kipshuta, the Rosh means to say that even listim mezuyim, still, if l'maisa he was not there, he'll be mechayiv to pay. In the Papula Charifta, however, on the Rosh over here in Ersugyo, he's before that he understood b'das Rosh that if it's listim mezuyim, even if he was not there, since had he been there, it's pashut that he would not have been able to save the pikadin, the other din is the shemer sachar is potter. Only when it's not listed as a regular Gneva, there we assume that if he would have been there, he would have been able to save the Bikadain. The Nesivus discusses this as well, in Simon Shin Gimel Sifkat and Dalet, and he also says that if we know that it was listed Mizuyim, since in that case it's Pashut, even if he would have been there, there would be nothing he could do about it, then is that the Shemr Sachar is Potter. Hakaparim, the Iker Din of the Rosh, anything other than listed Mizuyim, there the Din is that the Ganav is Chayiv. It brings the right from the Sheiltis in Patras Vayetze. On the Pasuk where Yaakov Avinu was talking to Lavan, and he says, Hayisi Vayoy Machalan Yechayiv Vekerech Balaylo, he talks how he washed the sheep in the heat and in the cold. From here, the Shiltus proves that the halacha is that Hashem Rasachar can only patter himself if he was washing the sheep at the time something happened, otherwise, the din is that he's always mechuyiv. Now, the truth is that we should point out that this Shiltus is only a raya to part of the chiddush of the Rosh. Now, she says that if he puts it in a safe place and locks it well, that's not good enough shmir for Hashem Rasachar, even if he buries it deep under the ground. Now, you see from the Shiltus, who says this clearly, and his lashon is, Iba agra shlimule, if the shemer is paid, afgav de ukman beduchta dinati rusa, even if the bikadim was placed somewhere where it's safely watched, still the din is that if it's nignava, mechayev l'shlume, and he continues, the boy lemesiv bahada, he has to be with the chayfets, ulinatura b'yomim b'laila, he has to watch it day and night, shenemra, he used to be yom achlani chayrev, bekerach b'laila. However, from here you do not have a right that if he is with the chayfets, however, if he suddenly got sick or he fell asleep ba'inis, in these cases, also Tosis and the Rosh were Mechadish, the Shemer Sachar is Chayav. That Lacha, you do not have a Raya from the Sheoltis. And the truth is, we do find Rishonim who are Mechag between these two cases. The Ramban and the Muki Yosef, they both quote the Sheoltis, and they say that the only time a Shemer Sachar can pattern himself is if he was there. Therefore, if he buries it deep under the ground, or if he locks it up very well, still the din is that a Shemer Sachar is always Chayav. However, if he was there, for example, in the case where he fell asleep by Inis, or he became a Chedli suddenly and he was not able to watch it, in these cases, these Rishonim, the Rabban and the Muk Yosef, they hold that the Shemer Sachar is Potter. They say an interesting svar to answer the kasha that Tosfos asks from the worldly Ron Daf Tzadik Hei, the right that we mentioned previously from Tosfos. The Gemara there is a mavur that a Shemer Sachar would be mechuyev in Kefel if he says a Tain Tain is Ganef, which he would be Potter on. However, the Gemara says the only possible case that we can find is if he's Tain Tain is listed Mezuyim, and the kasha is, if he's Taining that it was Nignav Ba'inis, that also he's trying to pattern himself. And Tosfos proved from here that any type of Geneva Shemer Sachar is always Chayiv on. Nizu Shenim, the Rabban, and the Muk Yosef, they're masking to Tosfos that even a Geneva where the Chayfis was watched very well, it was buried deep under the ground, still didn't say that Shemer Sachar is Chayiv because they agreed to the Raya of Tosfos. However, once they're Mechadish that there are certain types of Einsim that even a Shemer Sachar is Potter on, for example, this case where it was Chatfasei Shena Ba'inis, or if he became a Chayla, then the Chayla the Kasha does come back. Why doesn't the Gemara say this Ukimta? Here's a case where Shemer Sachar can pattern himself by tining that it was Nignava in the case where he fell asleep by Ainis. However, on this, the Rishonim answer, the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, they say that this is not a taina, because if the Shemer Sachar is saying that I was with the Chayfetz at all times, just there was a point in time that I was not able to watch it by Ainis because I fell asleep by Ainis, or because it became a Chayla by Ainis, although Lecher, this is a taina, Tainis Ptur, and therefore the din should be that if he says such a taina, in the end we find out that really he himself stole it, he should be Mechuyev Kefel. However, the Rishonim say that this is not the din, because this is not really a Tain Tainus Ptur. This Taina that he's patterning himself with is that he really did not have a din of a Shemer B'chlal at that moment. Anytime that he has an oinus on his guf and he's not able to watch it, so originally when he was Makabal Shmir upon himself, he's now Makabal in this situation, and therefore at that moment in time when it was not possible for him to watch it, he did not have a din of a Shemer, and that's why he's Potter. The only time he could be Mechuyev Midin Tain Tainus Ganif is if he says a Taina to patter himself, in a way that he's saying that I was a shemer at that moment, however I watched it enough to be mekayim my dinei shmira, and yet it was stolen, and therefore I'm potter. In that situation, the din is that if in the end we find he stole it, he's mechayiv in kefal. However, if his taina was that I never was a shemer at that moment, therefore this is not included in the parasha of tain tainas ganif, and there will be no chiv of kefal. So that's the Rishonim answer the kasha of Tosfos according to the way they're understanding that there's a chiluk between different types of einsim. In a case where he himself was able to watch it, just he's trying to pattern himself with the taina of einis by telling us that it was in a place where it was very secure, it was locked up very well, the din is that he is mechuyev. Because the only time a Shemer Sachar could pattern himself is like the Shiltus says if he's with the chayfis at the time. Now shenkin a type of einis where he himself was not able to watch it, the din is that a Shemer Sachar is potter, and the lumnus is the Rishonim explain because he did not have a din of a Shemer in that situation, he never was mekabel upon himself shmira in the first place, if he'll reach a point where he's not possible to watch it. So because we have really three shittas in the Rishonim over here, firstly the shita of Tosfos by us that Hashem Rasachar is potter on all types of einsim, regardless of whether it was an einis where it was buried deep under the ground, or if it was einus that something happened to the shomer himself. In either case, the din is the shomer sachar will be potter. Then we have the sheet of Taisus Babakama and the sheet of the Rosh, and in both types of einus and the din is that a shomer sachar is chayiv. And as they explain, the svar behind this is, once we find the Torah was mechayiv a shomer sachar on gneiva, and gneiva is karev einus, so then already we're not mechayiv between different levels of einusim, and the Torah means mechayiv a shomer sachar on all types of gneiva. And the third side was the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, which, as we said, fits well with the Shiltis. The Shiltis is Mavur. The only time a Shomer Sachar is Patur and Gneva is if he was there at the time. And as we said, the Shiltis is only right to the cases, but if the Bikadim was buried deep under the ground or was locked up very well, those type of Einsim, the Dinas of Shomer Sachar will be Chayv because he was not with the Chayfis. However, if he was with the Chayfis at the time, then an Einis happened, he fell asleep or he got sick, then the Din is that the Shomer Sachar will be Patur. This you don't have a right from the Shiltis that in these type of Einsim you're also Mechoyiv. And one could take a look in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Shin Gimel, Siv Beis, the Mechaber over there brings, B'Shem the Yesh Aimrim, the Shomer Sachar, even if he washed the money properly and he buried deep under the ground 100 Amos, or if he fell asleep by Einus or he got sick, in all these cases, the din is that a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv. And the Chedusha B'Kveig over there, he brings that there are actually three Shitais, as we said, he brings the Shita of Taisis over here by us, that a Shomer Sachar is Potter in all types of Einsim. The Shita of the Ramban, that if he was not there at the time, then he is Mechayiv, even if it isn't Einus, Mashenkin, if he was there, and he fell asleep, Einus, or he got sick, that type of Einus he is Potter on. And the third sheet is the sheet of Taisis and Baba Kama and the Rosh, that the Shomer Sachar is Chayv in all types of Gnevas Einus, whether he was there or he was not there, the only time that the Shomer Sachar is Potter is if it was listed in Mizuyim. Now, till now we've discussed what's the din about a Gneva Einus. What about an Aveda Einus? This Taisis does not speak about. We know the din is that the Shomer Sachar is Chayv on Gneva Aveda. As we saw, some Rishonim hold that once we see the Taisis Mechayvim on Gneva, even though it's Karev L'Einus, so we're not Mechayv between different types of Gneva. What about an Aveda? So the Ksaisa Chayshin and Simon Shin Gimel Sifkot and Aleph, he's Mechalik between Gneva and Aveda. He says Gneva is Karev L'Einus, Mashenkin Aveda is Karev L'Pshia. This is a Gemara later on, the Tzadik Daon on Beis. The Gemara is Mechalik between Gneva and Aveda. The Gemara says Gneva is Karev L'Einus and Aveda is Karev L'Pshia. If so, the Ksaisa Chayshin says that even the Rishonim who say that we're not Mechalik between different types of Gneva, because once we see the Torah is Mechayiv on Gneva, even though it's Karev L'Einus, so even an extreme Einus also a Gneva will be Chayiv. This far does not apply to an Aveda, because Aveda is Karev L'Pshia. Therefore the Ktzai says, if a Shomer had an Einus, he fell asleep by Einus, and as a result of that the Bikadim was lost, here all Rishonim will be maskim that since it's an Einus, the din is that a Shomer Sachar is Potter. And based on this chilek between Gneva and Aveda, the Ktzai says that we could explain that even according to the Shitas Rishonim, the Ri and Taisis in Baba Kama and the Rosh in Ersugyo, who are mechayiv by all types of Gneva, even Gneva Ba'inis, they said this is not a steer to the words of Rabbah later on in Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. Toys by Yos over here, he quotes Rabbah and Toys by Bakama as well. Rabbah says, Ol be'idna la'ayli inchi, if a shepherd left his flock to go into town, if he did so at a time when it's normal for all shepherds to do this, then the din is if it's Ba'ze'iv Vitoraf or Ba'ari Vidoras, the din is that the Shemer is Potter. And Toys over here was assuming that the same would also be if one of the sheep was stolen by a ganif, there also the din is that the roya is potter. Taisus brings this when he's discussing whether there's a case where a shomer sachar is potter on a ganevas einus. This case is even less than an einus. So surely according to Rabbah, we have a case where a shomer sachar is potter on ganeva. Even if you hold like the shita of Abaya, who argues on Rabbah over there in Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, Abaya holds even Ol Be'idna Da'ayli Inchi, still a shomer sachar is chayiv. The Gemara further down in Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, the svara is that the Bailam could say, Lahochi Yavi Lecha Agro, Lenatura Li Nitzirusa Yisei Rosa, and that's how we pass in Lamaisa, but still, even according to Abaya, the Rishonim have a Nidain, when it's Nignav, but Einus Gomor, a real Einus, maybe even Abaya would be masking that the Shomer Sachar is Potter. Hakoponim, originally it was Pashat that Taisus, that at least according to Rabbah, the din is, that if a Gneva happens while it was all Be'idah Da'ili Inchi, the Shomer Sachar is Potter. However, according to the Taisus and Baba Kama, as well as the Rosh, who conclude that a Shomer Sachar is chayv in all types of Gneva, even a Gneva Ba'inis, so they don't say clearly, is this true even according to Rabbah? And Chayr does not fit with the Shita of Rabbah, because Rabbah holds even in the case of Ol Be'inda Da'ili Inchi, which is even less than an Einus, still a din is that the Shomer Sachar is Potter, surely in the case of a real Einus. However, the Ktzai says that according to his Chilik, between Gneva and Aveda, we can say that Tais is as far as true even according to Rabbah. That's because the case of Rabbah, where a wolf or a lion ate one of the sheep, that's considered a case of Aveda, not a case of Gneva. Therefore, we could say that Rabbah would be maskim that if it was Ol Be'idna Da'ayli Inchi and it was Nignav, there even Rabbah would be maskim that the din is the Shomer Sachar is Chayiv. He could be maskim to this Svar of Taisus that once the Torah is Mechayiv on Gneva, even though Gneva is Karev L'Einus, Literally, we're not mechab between different levels of Aynas and all types of Geneva Yerchaiv. Rabbah was talking specifically about an Aveda, the case of Baza Evit Vitaraf. And the Chayr, we could be Moisif over here, that this Ketayis should be dependent on the Machaikis Rishonim, the Machaikis between Taisis and Baba Kama and the Rosh, connected to the Mukyasif and the Ramban. Taisis and Baba Kama and the Rosh hold the reason why Hashem Rasachar is Chayv in all types of Geneva is because since the Torah is Mechayv and Geneva, even though it's Karev L'Aynis, so we're not Mechayv between different types of Aynsim. And with that, we explain why they hold that there's no difference between whether he buried it deep under the ground, that type of an Aynis, or the type of Aynis where he was there but he fell asleep on Aynis. Either the Shemar Sachar is Chayv and all types of Geneva, the Pshat is, and since the Makar is from that which the Torah is Mechayv and Geneva, even though he's Karev L'Aynis, so not Mechayv between different types of Aynsim, according to that, makes no difference if he was there at the time or he was not there. If this is the Makar, then we can understand that the Ketayis is being Mechayv between Geneva and Aveda. Because the whole Svar is only because Geneva is Karev L'Aynis, and still the Torah is Mechayv. Aveda, which is not Karev L'Aynis, you don't have this Chiddush of the Torah. We don't have any Gzeres HaKosef, which tells us that all types of Aveda is Hashem Rasachar is Chayv. Therefore, an Aveda, which was B'Aynis, Hashem Rasachar will be Potter. Hashem can according to the Rabban and the Muki Yosef, they don't mention this Svar that every Geneva is Karev L'Aynis. They say the Klal, like the Mechilta says, in order for Hashem Rasachar to be Potter in Geneva, it has to be he was with the Chayfet and still was not able to stop the Geneva. If so, there is no svar to be mechalik between Geneva and Aveda. The klal always is that Hashem Rasachar has to be with the Pikadin, otherwise he's not Potter. According to this, you will not be able to say like the Ketayis, because there's no makar to be mechalik between Geneva and Aveda, and the klal of the Rishonim would come out not like Rabbah. Rabbah who says, oh, but idna the idli inchi, your Potter on Aveda. We don't pask like that, rather we pask that Hashem Rasachar has to be with the Pikadin. The only time he's Potter is if he was with the Pikadin and still nothing has happened. We find in the Torah as well, in Chayshim Mishpat Simon Shin Gimbal, he's also Mavur, not like the Ketayis, he's not Mechayu between Geneva and Aveda, rather he says clearly that both by Geneva and Aveda the din is Hashem Rasachar's only potter if he was there and he was not able to save the Pikadin. And this fits well because he doesn't bring the Svar of Taisis and the Rosh, that the reason why Hashem Rasachar is Chayv and a Geneva Ba'inis is because a Geneva is Karev L'Ainis and still Torah is Mechayv, therefore not Mechayu between different Ainsim, rather he brings the Shiltis that Hashem Rasachar is Mechayv to be with the Pikadin. As we explained, according to this, there is no svar to be mechag between Geneva and Aveda. Now we should mention that Rik Veger on that Taisis in Baba Kama and Zayin is mevur that he understood Taisis not like the Ketayis. Rik Veger himself brings in Maram Shif who says like the Ketayis, Maram Shif understands that since the whole Makar of Taisvis is from now which Geneva, which is always Karev L'Aynis, still the Torah was mechayv on Geneva, therefore we're not mechag between all types of Ainsim. Maram Shif says, if so, it's a svar dafka by Geneva and not by Aveda. And he says the same Taisis that the Ketayis says, that according to this, the Klal of Taisis does not have to be a steer to Rabbah. Rabbah is talking about Dafka in the case of Aveda, he'd be Maskim in the case of Geneva. Rabbi Kreger quotes this Maram Shif, and he says that the Rashba's Mavur had he held not like this, because on one hand the Rashba brings al Derech Taisis, that Hashem Rasachar is Chayv on Geneva Ba'inis, since every Geneva is Karev La'inis, yet still the Rashba's Mavur that he held with Das Rabbah, that the din of Ol B'idna Da'ili Inchi, that Hashem Rasachar is Potter, that's true even if it would be Nignav. Akarach, this is not the terrace how we can make the Klal of Taisis fit with the Shita of Rabbah. And we'll see B'Hemshach Rabbi Kreger has a different terrace why these two things are not a stira. Akapan Rabbi Kreger argues on the whole Yisayit of the Ketayis and the Maram Shif, and he says, even according to the Svar of Taisis, the reason why Hashem Rasachar is Chayv on a Geneva Ba'inis is because every Geneva is Karev L'Ainis, that does not mean to say that there will be a chilik between Geneva and Aveda. And this Negel HaMaiser, Rabbi Kreger says, even though we don't hold like Rabbah, but in a real Ainis where everyone is maskim that Hashem Rasachar is Potter, still the din is, and if it was a Geneva or an Aveda Ba'inis, and the Shem Rasachar was not there at the time, the din is that the Shem Rasachar will be Chayiv. And Kreger explains, what's the Svar over here? The Chayiv, the Tain of the Ketayis, and the Maram Shif is correct, that we only have a Gzeres HaKosef by Geneva that the Torah is Mechayiv and Ainsim. How do we know this is true by Aveda as well? So Kreger explains, when the Torah tells us that the Shem Rasachar is Chayiv on Geneva, even though Geneva is Karev La'inis, Ba'esim, what the Torah is telling us is, that the Shem Rasachar is Chayiv for anything which happened because he was not there at the time. Regardless of whether it's a Geneva or an Aveda, either way, the Torah is telling us the only thing Hashem Rasachar can do to patter himself is to constantly watch it. Only an Aynis which happened despite the fact that he was there and he was not able to prevent it, only then will Hashem Rasachar be Potter. The way Kreger is explaining Taisis and the Rosh, there is no nafkamina between these Rishonim and the other Rishonim, the Rabban and the Muki Yosef, who bring the Mechilta. The Yisrael which comes out of all the Rishonim is the same. The only time Hashem Rasachar can patter himself is if he's watching the Chayfetz. According to Taisus and the Rush, this is also learned from the Gilui, from now which the Torah was Mechayv, Hashem Rasachar and Geneva. That Ba'atim is telling us the same Yisayid, that Hashem Rasachar has to watch it constantly, just as the Mechilta says. Now, Rabbi Krieger does, however, offer a different explanation how the Yisrael of Tosis can fit with the Sheet of Rabbah. He's coming to answer that which the Maram Shif over there is bothered, that the Mashmais of Tosis is that he's saying is Yisrael even according to Rabbah. That which Tosis says that you're chayv in all types of Geneva, even a Geneva Ba'inis, that's not a serious to Rabbah who says, Ol B'idna Da'ili Inchi, the Dinah that Hashem is Potter. Rabbi Krieger does not want to say, like the Chilik of the Tosis and the Maram Shif, that there's a difference between Geneva and Aveda, and he says a different pshat, and that is, in a case where it's Ol B'idna Da'ili Inchi, there the reason why Hashem Mesachar is Potter is because at that moment he does not have a din of Hashem or Bechal. This is a similar svar to that which we mentioned previously from the Mukhi Yosef and the Ramban. They explain that when Hashem is not able to watch because something happened to him himself, which prevents him from watching it, there the din is that he's Potter because he doesn't have a din of Hashem or Bechal. They're coming to explain why it's not considered Tain Tainis Ganif. Akapan Rabbi Krieger uses a similar svar to explain Taisvis, even though Taisvis says that Yisayid, which is true both by Gneva and Aveda, that all types of Ainsim Yir Mechuyiv, this is still not a steer to Rabbah, by all b'idni da'ili inchi, at that moment he's not considered a shamer. In other words, he was never mekabel upon himself to be a shamer at the time when people usually do not watch the animals, therefore the din is that it'll be potter. And b'das the Rashba as well, Rick Vager says, even though the Rashba is mavur that the din of Rabbah, all b'idni da'ili inchi, is true both by Gneva and by Aveda, the Rashba does not mean to say that the Yisrael which he said originally, that a shamer sachar is chayv and all types of Gneva, even a Gneva ba'inis, the Rabbah cannot fit with that svara, even according to Rabbah it fits, because when he's all b'idni da'ili inchi, he's not considered a shamer b'chlal, therefore he's potter. Hashenki in a case where he hides it very well, even though when it's stolen it's considered a gneiv of ba'inis, that type of ba'inis he is mechuyiv, because he is a shamer at that time, and a shamer sachar is mechuyiv, even on a gneiv of ba'inis. Now just to summarize, we began the sugya with three shitas, three shenim. What is it then about a shamer sachar when a gneiv happens ba'inis if he's mechuyiv? The maskana of Taisus in Ersiga is that a Shemer Sachar is always potter on a Gneva Ba'inis, either if he hid it very well under the ground, or if while he was watching it he suddenly became sick, then it's that he's potter. The Shita of Taisus in Baba Kama, as well as the Russian Ersiga, that a Shemer Sachar is always chayv on a Gneva Ba'inis, the only exception is listed Mezuyim, and the Rabban and the Muki Yosef, their third Shita, depends what type of Ba'inis happened, if it was hidden very well, but Lamaisa he wasn't watching it at the time that it was stolen, that type of Gneva Ba'inis he's Mechuyiv on. If he was watching it, just he suddenly got sick, and that type of Gneva Ba'inis, he's potter. Originally, we explained the Machlokes between the Tosfos Baba Kama and the Rosh, Keneged the Ramban and the Muki Yosef. The Tosfos Baba Kama and the Rosh, they held the Makor to this din, that Hashem Sachar is Chayv and Ainsim, is because the Torah was Machayv and Gneva, even though Gneva is Karev La'inis, and if so, there's no Chilik between different types of Ainsim. Hashenki and the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, they brought the Mechilto, and the Mechilto's Mashmim that we learned from a Pasuk. Any einus which the Shemer Sachar could have prevented had he been there at the time, he's mechuyev to pay. Therefore, we explain that's why they hold that if he was there and he became a chayla or he fell asleep einus, the din is that he's potter. Based on this, we said that there will also be another nafkamina as far as Aveda, as Iksayis and the Maram Shif explain, it's exerced the cost of specifically by Gneva, that the Shemer Sachar is always chayiv, even if it's a Gneva ba'inis. Ashenka by Aveda, there is no such exerced the cost of, that's what Taisis and the Rush would hold, that by an Aveda ba'inis, you would be potter. Rabbi Krieger, on the other hand, holds that even according to the Svar of Tosfos and the Rosh, still there is no chilek between Gneva and Aveda. As Rabbi Krieger explained, the Torah was megala to us, any time the Shemer Sachar is not there, he's mechuyev to pay. And as he explained, according to Rabbi Krieger, the gedra of this din, according to Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Rashba, is really the same gedra as the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, and therefore there is no chilek between Gneva and Aveda. Now, what still needs an explanation is, how are we going to be master of the machlokes, how which Tosfos and the Rosh hold, the Shemer Sachar is chayv on an einus, even an einus of Takfasei Shena or Chayli, Mashenki and the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, they're mechalik between types of einsim. Until now, we're explaining the pshat is because according to the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, as long as he's there, if an einus happens, he's potter. Therefore, in these types of einsim, he will be potter. Mashenki, according to Taisus and the Rosh, the Torah was megal to us that all types of einsim are chayv. It makes no difference if it was an einus that he was there or an einus that he was not there. However, according to the way Rabbi Krieger understands, there is no chilik in the gedder between the Rishayim. If so, how will we understand this machlokes? So we can explain that the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, they hold that if it's Takfasei Shena or Chayli, so that never was Nichlal in the Shmira. When he was Mekabel Shmira upon himself originally, it was not in such circumstances. And with this, the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, they explain, if the Shemir would say such a Taina, and it turned out that he himself had the Pikodin, it's not considered Tain Taina's Ganif, because what he's claiming is that he was not a Shemir at that time. Like upon him, we could explain that Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rashba as well, they held not like this Svara, that even when it's Takfasei Shena or Chayli, still it's not a pshat that he's not a Shemer B'chlal. Unlike the case of Ol B'idni Da'ili Inchi, according to Rabbah, Rabbi Krieger explained the pshat is that he's not a Shemer at that moment. Rabbah is not a steer to this klal of Tosfos. The chilik is that in the case of Obed and Adaili Inchi, time periods during the day when shepherds usually have off, over there that does not go into his original chiyuv shmira. Hashenkin, if he was there, but an inus happened, it was tokfasei sheino or chayli, so he does still have a din of a shemra at that time, even though he's not able to watch it lemaisa because he's an inus. But it's not a pshat that this time period does not go b'chal his original chiyuv shmira. Therefore, since lemaisa at the moment it was stolen, he wasn't actually watching it, even though it was an inus, still the din is that he's chayiv. The other time a shemra sacher will be putter is if he was lemaisa watching it at the time, and still he was not successful in stopping the geneva. There the Torah patterned him, that's like the case of listim mezuyim. But any other oinus where he was not lemaisa watching it at the time the geneva happened, there it will be that he's mechuyiv. This will be the nekudas machoikis between Tosfos and Baba Kama and the Rosh, connected to the Rabban and the Muki Yosef, according to the Mahalach of Rabbi Kveger. Now continue on, towards the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara brings the case of Trifi de Urbani. The Gemara has before that there is considered a good shmir l'inyan ganovim, but not l'inyan nura. Tosfos in the bottom Dibur Maschol, Hachi Garsinon, in the end of that Tosfos he says, Akarcha, you have to say that Srifi de Urbani is just as good of a Shmira as burying it in the Karka, otherwise we would have said, Ksofim Einam Shmira Elo Bekarka. Hakalpam the Maisa, what happened was that the Ksofim were stolen, and the Gemara said before, this is totally in the Shaila of Tchilasa Bapshira of Esayfei Ba'inis. Now we'll just go over briefly that which we discussed previously on Daflam and Vav Amid Beis, an important Machai Kisvishainim in this Inyan of Tchilasa Bapshira of Esayfei Ba'inis. And that is, the Shita of Tosfos later on in Daf Ayin Ches Amid Aleph is, even if you hold Tchilasa B'Pshir V'Sefer Ba'inis as Chayiv, it doesn't mean to say in all cases, even where the Ainis which happened L'mais in the end had nothing to do with the Pshir, that they're only like in this case of Trifi D'Urbani, where he was supposed to have buried the money, and if he would have done like he was supposed to do to bury the money, it would not have been stolen. So even though that which he did not bury the money was not a Pshir, L'Inyan Gneva, in other words, it wasn't more prone to have been stolen now that it was in the Trifi D'Urbani, as opposed to if it would have been buried under the ground. But on the other hand, Lemaisa, if he would have done like he was supposed to do to bury it in the ground, it would not have been stolen, because it happened to be that the Ganavim went to the Trifi D'Urbani, and they did not go digging under the ground. Therefore, this would be an example where the Machlokes is, whether Tchilas B'Shiv of Sefer Ba'ines is Chayev or Potter. According to this, Tosfos in Ayin Ches explains the Sugya earlier in the Perek, and that Lama Vavim at Beis, the case of his Pashub of Yosef Ba'agam, the Shemer allowed the animal to run off to the Agam, as the Pshir L'Inyan Gneva could have been stolen there, but Lemaisa what happened was it was not stolen, rather it died, and we saw there Machlokes between Abaya and Rava. Abaya says that L'Kuli Yama, even if you hold Chilas B'Pshir V'Sefer Ba'ines is Potter, over here in this case he's Chayev because Havla the Agma Kotla, and Tosfos Ayin Ches explains that Abaya does not mean to say that if you hold Chilas B'Pshir V'Sefer Ba'ines is Chayev, you don't have to come onto the Svar of Havla the Agma, because as we're explaining now, without that Svar of Havla the Agma, if the reason why it died Lemaisa would have nothing to do with the fact that it was in the Agam, then even if you hold Chilas B'Pshir V'Sefer Ba'ines is Chayev, still you'd be Potter. The Ainus which happened in the end had no Shaykhis to the Pshir. Therefore, Akarcha Rabbaya means to say that Yechayev the Kuliyama, even according to the Man Amr, Tchilas of B'Pshiv of Sefer Ba'inis is Chayev, only based on this far of Havel the Agma Kotla. Once you do have this far of Havel the Agma, then it's true, even according to the Man Amr, Tchilas of B'Pshiv of Sefer Ba'inis is Potter, because there the Pshiv actually led to the Misa, as opposed to our case, where the Pshiv of putting it in the Trifi D'Urbani was not the cause of it being stolen, as we explained, it wasn't any more prone to be stolen now that it was in the Trifi D'Urbani, any more than if it would have been buried in the ground. Akubam, that's the sheet of Abai over there. Rav there argues and he doesn't hold of Havla the Agma Bechlal, and Rav says, therefore, the Kuli Yama, even if you hold Chilas B'Shiv of Seif Ba'inis is Chayev, over there you'll be Potter. He says, Malach HaMavis Mali Hocha Mali Hosom, which means this Svara, that the Ainis which happened in the end had no Shaykhis to the Pshia, it would have died even if it would not have been in the Agam. Mashenkin, in that case of Trifi D'Urbani, had he done what he was supposed to do, buried it in the ground, Lamaisa would not have been stolen. This is the sheet of Tosfos on Daf Ayin Ches. Tosfos, however, does bring the sheet of the Rif, who learns differently. And the Rosh as well, and Daf Lam Vav and Beis, they learn that when Abaye says, on that case of Pashab of Yotzal Agam, the Loimi Boy Laman Omar Tchilas B'Pshiv of Seif Ba'inis is Chayev, over there you're for sure Chayev, that means even without coming onto the Svar of Havel the Agma Kotla. Which means that according to Abaye, even if the Ainis which happened in the end had no Shaykhis B'Chaz or the Pshia, it would have happened equally whether he had been Peshay or not. Still, the din is according to this man Omar, you're Chayev on the Ainis. Abayev there is just adding that even if you hold Chilas B'Pshiv of Sefer Ba'inis is Potter, over there in that case you'll be Chayev, because the Pshir actually led to the Misa, that's the Svar of Havel, the Agma Kotla. And this Rava argues, and Rava says, Malach HaMavis Mali Hocha Mali Hosom, Rava holds that even the Man Omer Chilas B'Pshiv of Sefer Ba'inis is Chayev, it's only like in this case of Trifid Urbani, where if he would not have been Peshay, the Ainis would not have happened, in that case it would have happened whether he was Peshay or not, there the Kuliyama, your Potter. In other words, according to the Rif and the Rosh, this is the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. According to the Manamr, Tchilas B'Beshiva B'Seif B'Einus is Chayiv, doesn't have to be that the Einus which happened in the end had any shaykhis to that which he was Poshaya. Now, Toys over here, Dibur Maskal Hochi Garcinon, he just says, Bekitzer, Bedafka Hecha Shayochal Liyos Shayonis Loyo Yenero, and by Posha Betrilo, of a Posha Bav Yotzal Agam, Mesa Potter, the Malach Mavis Mali Hocham Ali Hossam, Toys is stressing that this dinner Tchilas B'Beshiva B'Seif B'Einus is Chayiv is only if the Einus which happened in the end had a shaykhis to the Pshia. Taiz over here does not get involved in this machlokes Rishonim, but Ba'etzem it is a machlokes. According to Taiz of the Nine Ches, everyone is masking to this, even Abaya. Hashenkin, according to the Rif and the Rosh, this itself is a machlokes between Abaya and Rava. Rakapar, even according to those Rishonim, since we pass like Rava, the only time we'll say Tchilas of B'Pshiv of Seif B'Einus is Chayiv is if the Einus which happened in the end would not have happened had he not been Pesheya. Now continue on, the next case of the Gemara, where the Shemer gave the money he had been watching to his mother. The Gemara at the top of Amud Beis says, "Kol Mafkid Adas Ishto Yobonov Mafkid." We discussed the sugya somewhat on Daf Lamed Vav, along with the top Taisus, Dibur Maskal Kol Mafkid. For now, go on to the next case of the Gemara. Hahu Apetrobe De Yasmi De Zavon Lutura Li Yasmi Umasri Le Bakra Lehavi Lekichi Vashini Lumechal Umeis. The Gemara concludes that in this case there was no pseudah for the Yisaimim because the Yisaimim got back the money it was a Mekach Tais, and the one who's being Taveir the Bakra is the Safsir, the middleman who bought and sold this shard. He's being Taveir the Bakra for not realizing that the shard did not have any teeth and allowing the shard to die. And the Psak of Rami Bar Chama was that the Safsir should make a Shvua that he didn't know that the animal did not have any teeth, and once he makes a Shvua, then the din is that the Bakra has to pay to make Basar Bezoil. Now Rashi over here, Dibur Maskal Umashalim, his Meirich, his brother, what kind of Tzfiyah does the Safsir have on the Roya? The Roya was never Mekabal upon himself to watch on behalf of the Safsirah. The Roya is watching the Shorer for the Yisaimim, so what's the Tzfiyah of the Safsirah on the Roya? So Rashi compares this to the Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the case where Reuven has a Shorer and he rents it to Shimon. Shimon is a Seicher, and Shimon in turn lends it to Levi. Levi is a Shoyel, and then afterwards the Shor died Kedarko, meaning an Oinus happened. So there's Machlokes Tanoim over there, according to the Sheet of the Tanakamo, Shimon the Seicher patterns himself by making a Shvuah to Reuven because he's a Seicher and a Seicher is Potter on Oinsim. Levi, however, has to pay Shimon because Levi is a Shoyel, and a Shoyel is Chayiv in Oinsim. Rabbi Yossi, however, argues and he says, Tachsor Apara Lebailim, the Shoyel, Levi, pays directly to the Bailim. And the Pshat is, Rashi explains, that the Bailim takes the place of the Seicher, even though Batsim the Seicher is Potter to pay the Bailim, still the Bailim has the right to come and take the place of the Seicher and be Teveya from the Shoyel. Here as well, Rashi says, even though the Rei is really watching it for the Yisaimim, but the Zafsira has a right to come and take the place of the Yisaimim and be Teveya the Roya. Meaning in this case, the Roya is a Shemer Sachar. The Yisaimim, however, have a din of a Shemer Chinom. Taiz in the end of Dibur Maskal Hocha B'Safsira, he stresses this point, that the din of the Yisaimim to the Safsira is a din of a Shemer Chinom. And what happened L'maisa to the Shar is Begedra Gneva V'Aveda, it's not considered a Pshio, as the Gemara explains, because the Roya could say, I gave food to it, I didn't realize that it wasn't able to eat. So once it's Begedra Gneva V'Aveda, so the Yisaimim who have a din of Hashem Rechinam to the Safsira, their potter. Hashenki and the Roya who have a din of Hashem Rechachar, so they're Mechuyiv to pay to the Yisaimim. And according to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and Rashi says we pass like Rabbi Yossi, the Bailim, in other words the Safsira, he would have a right to go directly to the Roya and be Teveya for that which he lost his Shar. Now Rashi does not explain what exactly is the Safik of the Gemara. If it's Pasha that we pass like Rabbi Yossi, and our case is a clear comparison to that case of the Mishnah, so what exactly were the two Tzadim of Rami Bar Chama? Taisus, however, in Dibur Maskal Hocha B'Safsira, he does explain the Safik of Rami Bar Chama. He says that Rabbeisi is talking about a case of a Seicher and a Shoyel. There, Rabbeisi holds that the masker takes the place of the Seicher, and Taisus explains because the Seicher is Shaykh Beguf HaParo. Once he rented the Paro, he has more Shaykhs to the Paro, and therefore there it's Mestaber that when he lends the Paro to the Shoyel, the masker can take the place of the Seicher. Mashenkin, in our case, with the Yisaimim, they don't have a Shaykhs to the Guf HaParo, Taisus says, because it's Mekach Tois, it's not their Parah Bechlal, so there it's less Mestaber to say that the Safsira can take the place of the Yisaimim to go ahead and be Teveya from the Roya. Now this Svar of Tois needs further explanation. What does he mean to say that since the Seicher is Shaykh Beguf HaParah, that's the reason why the Masker can take the place of the Seicher, Hashenkin by the Yisaimim who are not Shaykh Beguf HaParah? Why is having more of a Shaykhs to the Guf HaParah a reason why the Bailam could take his place to make the Tzviyah? The Chayr is as far to say the opposite, perhaps, that the more shaykhs the person has to the Guf HaParo, that makes him more the Teveya. But Shaykhin, if he has less of a shaykhs to the Guf HaParo, the Bayim is the Tviyah, what exactly does Seisis mean to say over here? So if we take a look in the Chedush HaRedva, He asks a kasha on Rashi, from that kasha we can understand what the svar of Tosis is. This is in the Tvach Hadashim, he brings Rashi and he asks, what is the comparison to the case of Rabbi Yossi? By the case of Rabbi Yossi, the Rishon, meaning the Seicher, he's the shamer for the Bailim, and therefore he can act on behalf of the Bailim. And when he lends it to the Shoyal, he's considered the Shliach of the Bailim. In other words, it's considered as if the Shoyal is borrowing it directly from the Bailim, al yidei the Shliach. Mashenki, in this case, the Yosemim, or the Apotropos of the Yosemim, they're not the shamer for the Safsira, they're not the Shliach of the Safsira. At this point in his Kasha, the Ritva held that when a Lekech is holding on to something which is in Mekach Tois, he doesn't have a din b'chlal as a shomer. Therefore, when they give it over to the roya, they don't have the authority to act on behalf of the bailim. The Tva says this is similar to a case where a person goes to a roya and he tells him, "Watch this para for my friend Pliny." The din is the roya does not get the status of a shomer socher because the friend had no authority to give it over to the roya. Here also, the yosemim with apotropos don't have the authority to give it over to the roya. Therefore, the roya does not get a din of a shomer socher to the safsira. This is the kasha of the Tva, and he answers. And every Mekach Tois, the din is, the Lekech has the status of a Shomer Chinam. He's holding on to this Schira, and he has the right to hold on to it until he gets his money back. That gives him the status of a Shomer Chinam, and therefore the Ritva says, that in our case as well, the Apotropos of the Yosemim has the din of a Shomer Chinam on this Shara, and therefore when he gives it to the Roya, it's one Shomer giving over to another Shomer. The first Shomer has the authority to act on behalf of the Bailim and give it over to another Shomer. Therefore when the Apotropos gives it over to the Roya gets the din of a Shomer Sachar to the Safsira. Now, from this Ritva, we can now understand the Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos is mavur that the more a person is considered a Bailam on something, the more he has shaychus to it, like in the case of a Seicher, he has a schus ishtamshus, that gives him a right to act on behalf of the Bailam and give it over to a Shoyal, and that Shoyal will be considered a Shoyal directly to the Bailam. Hashenki, in the case of a Shomer Chinam, there Tosfos says there's a half minute to say, since he doesn't have a shtamshus, he's not considered that he has as much of a shaychus in the Chayfis, therefore he does not have the authority to give it over to someone else and make him a Shomer Socher on behalf of the Bailam. This was the suffix of Rami Bar Chama, where the din of Rabbi Yossi applies in our case as well, because in our case, he wasn't a Seicher giving it over, he was a Shomer Chinam who gave it over. And a Shomer Chinam is less Shaykh Begufa Parah, because he does not have a Schus Ishtamshus. This is all one Mahalach, the Mahalach of Rashi and Tosis in the Sugya, how to understand Rami Bar Chama, who passed on the Maisla, that the din is, the Roy does have to pay to the Safsira. The Pshat, this is based on the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and the Bayim is Nichnas Tachas the Seicher to be Tevea the Shoyal. In this case as well, the Safsira is Nichnas Tachas Apotropos to be Tevea from the Bakra. There is, however, another sheet which the Rush brings, the sheet of the Ravid. And the Ravid says that the din of Rami Bar Chama could be true even if you don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, because in this case it's not a case of a Shomer Chinam giving over to a Shomer Socher, rather it's a case of one Shomer Socher giving over to another Shomer Socher. The sheet of the Ravid is that by Mekach Tois, the Lekech who's holding on to the Chayfetz, since he has a certain Schusim in the Chayfetz, he benefits from it, that he can hold on to it to make sure that he gets his money back. That gives him din of a Shomer Socher. And like the Ritva explained, that only gives him din of a Shomer Chinam. The Ravid holds that this gives the Lekech the din of a Shomer Socher in every case of the Mekach Tois. Therefore, over here, the Yosemim, or the Apotropos of the Yosemim, that's the Nishim Mechuyv over here in this case, because when the Shor died, that was a Gedr of Gnev of Avedo, and they have a din of a Shomer Socher, they're Mechuyv. However, since they gave it over to a Raya, the Raya also is a Shomer Socher. And everyone is masking that when one Shomer Socher gives over to a second Shomer Socher, the second Shomer Socher is mechuyev directly to the Bailim. This everyone is masking too, this is not talking mechuyev between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. According to the Ravi, you don't have to say that Rami Bar Chama is passing al derech Rabbi Yossi, where Rashi and Tosis learn, Rami Bar Chama is going to the Kuliyama according to the sheet of the Ravid. So the Maisa, we have two Mahacham in the Pshar of the Gemara, but we also come out with an important mechuyev Rishonim to remember what is done by every Mekach Tois if the Lekech is still holding on to the Chayfetz. According to Rashi and Tosis and the Ritva, he has a din of a Shomer Chinam, and according to the Ravid, he has a din of a Shomer Socher. Now we'll mention another Nekuda over here. Rami Bar Chama was Mechayev the Roya to pay, as long as the Safsir first made a Shvuah that he didn't know that the Shah didn't have any teeth. However, he was only Mechayev to pay Dmei Basar Bezoil, and there are a few Shidas in the Rishonim, what is the Pshat, that you only have to pay this amount. So Rashi learns that Ibatsim it's a Pshara, and if Rashi says, if the Chiyav would have been to the Yosemim, then he would have been mechayev the roi to pay the full amount. However, since the chiyuv is not to the yosemim, it's to the safsira. So Rami Bar Chama made a pshara. And the reason why he made a pshara, Rashi explains, is because ba'asim the roi has a tain over here. Bahadi turu ukimte. The roi was not so much at fault, and therefore Rami Bar Chama was mekel, and he only was mechayev the roi to pay the meibaser bezoil. Tais the from Dira Maschot meibaser bezoil. He says a different pshat. B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashi explains that the Rabbeinu Tam did not like Rashi's pshat. Because if Meikra Din, the Rei was Mechayiv to pay the full amount, Rabbi Bar Chama would not have made a pshat over here without the Haskam of the Bali Dinim. And Rabbeinu Tam says the pshat is, because since if the Safsiri would have known that the Shar has a problem and is not able to eat and is a Sakon and may die, the Safsiri would have had to shecht the part right away and not been able to wait till the Yom HaShuk when he could get a higher price for the meat. And therefore the Hefsa that the Rei caused by not being aware that the Shar is not eating and being Medir the Safsira is not the hefsir of a full shor, rather it's only the hefsir of his meibasir bezoil, not the price that you can get for meat on a yom hashok. This is the sheet of the Rabban as well over here in the Melchamas. And the Ktayis HaChayshin in Simon Chindal Tzifkot and Aleph, he quotes this Rabban and he proves that the Rabban holds that if a person is mazik something which value changes, b'yom hashok it has a higher value, and other days when it's not yom hashok it has a lower value, his chiv mazik is to pay for the yom hashok for the higher value, even if he was mazikin on a day which is not Yom HaShuk. This is the Gei of the Sigah later on in the Masechta, and after Tzadik Tesam and Beis, the Sigah of Hanish Guloi, back upon him, he proves from this Ramban over here that the Chiyav is to pay for the Yom HaShuk, even if it's not Yom HaShuk, because the Ramban is aware that Be'etzem the Reyah should have been Mechiyav to pay for the full value, since he caused the death of the Shar, and even if right now it's not Yom HaShuk, but the Mice of the Bam had the ability to wait for Yom HaShuk to shecht it and sell it, therefore the Reyah would have to pay for the higher value. The only reason in this case he does not have to pay for the higher value is because here the Safsir did not have the option of waiting for Yom HaShuk, because this animal could have died any moment, he had to shecht it right away. Maestik Chase is bothered, this need and is totally in the question of Dover Agarim in the moment, whether it's Kamam and Dami or Lav Kamam and Dami, because Be'etzem right now at the time of the Hezek, the value is the lower amount, it's just that the Bayam had the option, he could have waited to get the higher price if he would have waited for Yom HaShuk. That Lachar is called Agarim in the moment, and that should be talking to Machaikas, whether it's Kamam and Dami or Lav Kamam and Dami, one could take a look at the Chase over there. Now just leave off with one final point in the next case of the Gemara, the case of Ahu Gavra the Afkid Keshusa Gabi Chavrei. He had his own Keshusa, which are hops, to be used for making beer, and he told his worker to take from the hops and make the beer, and he took from the wrong one. L'maisa the Gemara B'Hemshach says, one Afkamin is there, either way, he ended up benefiting from the Keshusa of the Pikadin, which he used instead of using his own Keshusa, so he should just pay back the Mafkid with his own Keshusa. And this Gemara gives two tzirutzim, either to have a shukra chala, the beer spoiled, therefore he did not benefit from it, or bekisi, as Rashi says, the hops were inferior, and therefore they did not produce the beer which he had wanted to produce. Hakohanim, there's a kashya that the Achronim ask over here in the Sefer Shar Mishpat in Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph Sifkot and Dalid. And now, which the Gemara says, "Vakom Mishtar Shilei," the Gemara's mashma, that even if it would not be any pshi over here, he would not be considered a mazik or a ganef. Still, he would have to pay for the kishis because he benefited from them. This lechar is the chiv of Nene. If one had to know about using someone else's chifetz, that itself is mechayfim to pay. For example, the Mishnah in Bava Kama Daf Yotes Amud Beis says that if one's animal eats from Paris in Rishus Arabim, so even though there is no chiv of Shein is dafka ubir b'steyachar, if the animal eats from someone else's field, if whoever someone leaves their Paris in Rishus Arabim and someone else's animal eats them, there is no chiv of Shein, yet still the Mishnah says the Bayim is mechayf to pay Mashin Ahenis, that which Lamaisi benefited. His animal had enough from the Paris, so although he doesn't have to pay for the full amount of the Paris, he does have to pay the amount that he benefited. And Taisim Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph, he discusses this din of Nene, and he's mechadish that you only say the chiv of Nene in the case where a person either took the Hanah for himself, or his animal took the Hanah. If however a person profited it, but he didn't do any maisa to take the Hanah from someone else's object, then there is no chiv of Nene. For example, the case that Taisim talks about over there is, if Reuven takes the Tzemer of Shimon, and he also takes the dyes, the Samanim of Levi, and he dyes Shimon's Temer with the dyes of Levi. And Taisa over there says that even though Shimon is Nene, he now has dyed wool, still din is that he's not Mechuyiv to pay. This is not included in the Chiv of Nene because he didn't do anything to take the Hanah. It's not his Maisa or his Maisa Behema. And the Kashya that Achayinu asks from Ersuga is, here you see the Gemara's Mavur, that even though the Baal Bais himself did not do any Maisa to benefit from the Kishus of the Mafkid, his worker was the one who did it. Still, the din is, the Gemara asks for Kamishtar Shilei, that since he's benefiting, he should have to pay for this benefit. Lechar, this is a steer to the Taisis and Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph. Now, Rav Shimon Shkop in his Sefer Shar Yesher in Shar Gimel, Parachafei, he says an important Yisai to answer this Kasha, and that is that there's a chilik between a Nene and a Mishtarshi. When Akmar talks about Mishtarshi, it does not mean the same Chiv as Nene. Here, Mishtarshi means that he had a Harvachas Momen. He had a monetary gain. This is not the same as the Chiv of Nene. The Iker Chilik between Nene and Mishtarshi is already discussed by earlier Achreinim, the Ksayis Achayshin and Simon Reish Menvov, Sifkat and Ches. He makes Chilukim between the two, but Hagopanim Rav Shimon is using this Chilik to explain over here Nechiv of Nenah, when he has an enjoyment, either him or his behemah, he's mechiv to pay. That, Tosfos says, is only if he himself did something to take the hana. Here we're talking about something else, the chiv of Mishtashi, that because he used someone else's thing, he himself now has greater assets, he has more by him. Here the mafker has its fee of Mamoni Gaboch, that my kiches are really by you, because since you used mine, now yours are left. This is a different chiv, this is the chiv of Mishtashi, and here there is no klal, that it's dafka if he himself did it, even if someone else did it for him. Like in this case, the Sarsi was the one who used the kishas of the mafkid, but still the mice of the mafkid would have its fee on the balabais, the chiv of Mishtashi. We look at it as if the kishas of the mafkid are right now by the shemer, and he has his chus to be teveya them. He discusses over there why, by the case of the dyed wool, does Taisus say that the owner of the wool is potter, because even though he's getting hanah, but the mice is not something which he took. Echami, for wearing it, that hanah is not something he would have to pay for, because it's not hanah which he took by himself. However, the mice of the tzemer went up in value. So we should mechayif him midin Mishtarshi. As if Shimon explains, in order to mechayif for the chiv of Mishtarshi, it doesn't have to be that he did a maisa to take the benefit. When we take a look over there, he has a greater richos on this inyan.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.